before. I thought of an old army pal of 1,000 days or more. I found him on a VA ward looking mighty low, on the far end of a long, long trip and not many miles to go. When I told him the Carolina hills were calling back to me, he said, I think I told you once I was born in Tennessee. If I could see those hills one time, I'd die more easily. Then he took my hand and he bowed his head. This is what he said to me. Take me with you to the mountains, won't you please? Let me walk to Blue Ridge, let me count a million trees. Houston ain't no place to die, and I'd be satisfied if I could walk a little closer to the sky. In the mountains, won't you please? Ain't so easy one, but a good old friend, a doctor there, said it could be done. And in a little while we rolled away underneath that Texas sun. We both knew in a day or two his race would be run. He'd talk a while, he'd sleep a while, I'd roll with all I had. Right outside Atlanta though, he got to looking bad. Just keep right on the truckin', boys, we'll make it now, he said. But when the Blue Ridge Mountains came in sight, a corpse is all I had. Take me with you to the mountains, won't you please? Let me walk the Blue Ridge, let me count a million trees. Houston ain't no place to die, and I'd be satisfied if I could walk a little closer to the sky. In the mountains, won't you? That are not sung and words that are not read, but the lines that rhyme that are out of time still echo in my head. I'll just have to ease my mind with the last words that he said. The dying in my footsteps should beat that Houston bed. Take me with you to the mountains, won't you please?
Thank you, folks. We've surely enjoyed it. You've been a wonderful crowd tonight. I hope we come back real soon. Here's one for all you mandolin pickers out there.